When the dust settled after last month's presidential election, the map of the country was mostly red, especially in the interior West, the strongest section of the country for the president after the South. But there is a however in there, and it's Colorado. Colorado went for President Bush, but then voted Democrats into office and into control of the Colorado House and Senate for the first time since the 1960s. NPR's Linda Wertheimer looks at what that means for Colorado's rising and falling political stars.
When State Rep. Andrew Romanoff woke up on Election Day, he had no idea he was about to be promoted to Speaker of Colorado's House. But it happened.
The last Democratic Speaker took office when I started third grade. The year was 1974. It was the Watergate election. I asked the folks downstairs after I got this job for the Democratic Guide to Running the House of Representatives. They said it was out of print.
Not yet 40, Romanoff is limited by law to only one more term after this one. And then what? That depends upon how much he gets done in Colorado. Romanoff was born in Ohio. His father was a prosecutor and then a judge. His mother is a social worker. She gets credit for his interest in politics.
My first political campaign was in 1972. I was six. She was going door to door for McGovern. My twin sister agreed to go with her. I refused because I was more of a Scoop Jackson Democrat at the time. I don't know why I wouldn't go. So I grew up with a sort of public service ethos. After college, I went down to Central America. I spent about a year there teaching English. And that was a fairly transformative experience for me. I remember coming back and thinking, there's something wrong with us as people that we can go to sleep so peacefully while folks, you know, not that far away are lucky to scrape together enough to eat. And that, I think, as much as anything, drove my interest in politics.
In 2004, Romanoff believes the Democrats won in Colorado because voters turned against a Republican legislature dominated by social conservatives and their issues. Republican Governor Bill Owens rejects that. He says the switch happened because wealthy people independently spent millions on Democrats' behalf.
I realize that the Democratic Party is trying to look at Colorado as the wave of the future. I understand that it was a pretty tough day for the Democratic Party on November 2nd, and this is one of its few rays of sunshine. But I think the facts here are a little bit different. Without the money, they wouldn't have had zilch.
Money made a difference, Romanoff says, but he thinks voters got the message that the GOP had ignored Colorado's basic concerns about jobs and education. Democrats promised to do better.
The fact that Democrats were able to swing seven seats across the state house suggests an appetite for change. I'm not sure all the money in the world would have mattered if there were no message to deliver. But I mean, you could have the most compelling candidate or message in the world with no resources. It's very tough to then win an election because nobody can hear you.
This election leaves Republican Governor Owens feeling a little alone under the Colorado Capitol's Golden Dome. Governor Owens did deliver Colorado for the president. He admits taking the state legislature for granted. It had been reliably Republican for years. Owens himself may be a loser in this election. He was being mentioned for national office. Like the president, he's an attractive conservative from a western state. But now there's the possibility of a difficult divorce, and the political loss in Colorado may affect Bill Owens' promising future.
I assume it will. If I were the prime minister, I would no longer be prime minister. This is on my watch that it occurred. I understand why it happened. I'm the governor, and I'll accept responsibility on behalf of my party and my candidates.
What about future ambitions? What does this do to you in terms of where you go next? You're term limited now.
You know, I'm really not as far-sighted as some others. I'm truly focusing on spending the next 2 years being governor, now with the Democratic legislature. So I'm going to have to get my veto pen out. I am going to work with the Democrats, but I'm also going to stand for the same things I've always stood for. But I'm probably more needed than ever before here, given the fact that that my friends in the Democratic Party have the House and Senate. Sun's going to come up on January 12th with the Democratic legislature, and most Coloradans won't notice the difference.
I can't help but notice, Governor, that you're not wearing shoes.
I hope you don't notice that other than visually. As my mom would say, though, at least there's not holes in the soles of my socks, but we're pretty casual around here in December.
The holiday season is an intermission in Colorado politics. After the first of the year, the new Democratic leader will have to deliver on his promise to get a stalemated legislature moving again. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Washington.